Hunter Avalon, Hutch, Destiny.
Yeah, nice. Just full on docs, addresses, and everything. Not on stream, by the way. Also, you Twitch. What a disgusting organization.
I don't know what to say, man. I mean, like, I reported the VOD. The VOD is still up.
This structure is designed to hide the nefarious activities.
The 527 registered political action committees whose FEC filings have to all be made publicly as you sit here and you dox every single person in my orbit was done to hide all of it? It's like not even consistent through a single sentence. If there's anybody that's actually interested, I would pay an hourly fee. If somebody wanted to scrub this, there might be a couple other ones and just go for it and file a defamation thing on him.
You look up Progressive Victory Pack. You go to disbursements and you click on other disbursements. Yeah. $1.3 million spent.
Okay.
So you increase the amount of results per page and search the page for advertising services. And some
by the way, just as a heads up, which is why I have no moral consideration for Hassan, don't give a fuck about him or anything, anybody involving any of these people, okay? And Ethan and anybody else who gets mad when I say this. This is just a full dox of every single person. I mean, like I call it a dox, it's publicly available. This is just a doxing every single person in my community. There's no reason to be looking all of this up on stream. There's no reason for Hassan to be watching him look all of it up on stream, other than the fact that Hassan also likes to dox people that have been around me, but good one.
The biggest payments on here, because most of these payments are like $500 paid to canvases and stuff. Some of the biggest payments on here went to, like, people in Destiny's orbit for God knows what. These are, like, relatively small streamers who clearly have no real pull. And paying them for advertising services is fucking insane, given that they have no pull.
Yeah, it's like...
That was literally me on screen, Lymphaeo Destiny.
Hunter Avalon, there's, like, a lot of orbiters. There's a dude who is literally Destiny's chef. Like, he used to sometimes appear on his... on his videos, named Lycan, who's just his chef, apparently, and he gets paid there as well. And it's just like...
Not for being my chef, not for anything related to me.
There is no... What is this? Wait, they paid out creators directly through the pack? Are they stupid? I think so. That's it.
You think so? You don't... Do you have any idea what you're looking at? Do you know what this website is? Do you know what it tracks? Do you know what anything says? Can you read? What do you think this is?
Yeah. Dylan Burns, Hunter Avalon, Hutch, Destiny.
Yeah, nice. Just full-on docs, addresses, and everything. Not on stream, by the way. Also, fuck you, Twitch. What a disgusting organization. And that Dan Clancy dude, too. Nice one. Good one. No punishments. No given. No care in the world for the Turk over here to just sit here and, yeah, that's a good one. Good one, guys.
His own personal chef. Like, this is
yep, keep scrolling.
What happened? This
nice.
Is what took place.
Nice. Oh, okay? Look. Oh,
and
good
the
job.
Pack
yeah,
actually
you got him. Nice, nice. Yep.
Unironically, raise a bunch of money off of, like, people who thought that they were giving money to a political action committee that was going to go around and you know, do door-knocking canvas operations, which they did, but then also turned around, but also...
It's first of all, I don't. What is he? Is he implying that we didn't do anything, or what is he? Does he think the money was just for
enormous magnitude of what has been accomplished? We're still we've just been tabulating the numbers, and they are massive. So we're talking about 1.6 million total voter contacts this year.
Damn. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. 340,000 doors knocked, and that especially is DGG related. I mean, we had a lot of people come from a lot of different communities to do stuff, including our relevant who's on stream. I saw IRI on earlier. You all have recruited a lot of people too, but the door knocking has come almost exclusively from DGG, and 250,000 of those 340,000 doors came from the Campus House program. Again, the vast majority of those members were DGGers.
Wow,
and,
really?
Yeah, and so many of those voter contacts, like, they wouldn't actually have happened at all.
Is it just like, but then after they do that, they run home to cook meals for me, I guess?
Also turned around and basically created this like pay structure for a bunch of Destiny's friends.
Dollars? That's more than his entire YouTube channel makes in like 2 months, I guarantee you. So you search for advertising aside from Hunter Avalon, someone who it makes no sense to be paid $3,000 for advertising because he has no pull whatsoever. We have like AKA Lonerbox. Who is...
Nice. Yeah, first and last name. Nice. Can we get his address on screen, too? Can we get that as well?
British being paid for digital advertising services by an American super PAC. He kissed Destiny's ring. He did Zionist propaganda. He got paid for it to the tune of $2,000. We have Hutch.
Nice. Doc's his full name. Good one.
The COD YouTuber.
Yeah, like, these guys get, like... They have no...
Nice.
No
pause. Good. Pause on all the names. Thank you so much.
I actually hate Ethan so much. I'm so triggered that he got mad at me for calling out Hassan on this. Not that it matters. It's not. I hate this motherfucker so much. God! If Trump makes it, okay? Trump, there's one thing you can do to win my vote. Yeah, there's a couple things you can do to win my vote, okay? Please, Trump.
Like, there's no
Come through.
Real justification for, like, tapping into these dudes and giving them, like, $3,000 or $1,000 or even $500 to just, like, go to an event and sit there and talk about how great the Democratic Party is. It's just, like,
this guy's saying, that's so little, though. No way. Damn, they're cheap whores. Wait, so are they cheap? Is it a lot of money? What is it?
Unless it is actually created to you know, just like pay out your friends. You go around and you do fundraisers from all these people that are like, oh, yeah, I want the Democrats to win. I'm going to fundraise for it. Right. And then it's and then all that happens in the process is that you just end up paying a bunch of dudes that are friends with like Brianna Wu and Destiny.
Like, where did the majority of this PAC's money even come from? I don't even think the majority came from fundraising, did it? Didn't they get funded from their 501c4 or whatever the fuck? I don't know if somebody has the link to it.
In the business, we call these scam packs. Usually their main method is buying a text or email list and just massing contribution asks to grassroots donors with some generic line like stop Donald Trump, etc. People definitely fall for it, and it also severely harms the wider fundraising ecosystem. It actually really frustrates professionals who do this for genuine good reasons.
Yes. I don't know all the door knocking and campaigning stuff that Hassan goes out and does. Good one.
If this was...
Why is Hunter Avalon getting money from a progressive PAC? Isn't that dude super right-wing? Bro, how's this guy's information out of date by, like, 10 years? Didn't Hunter Avalon switch in, like, 2017 or something? Holy shit. Explain to me honestly how do viewers fall for this. All they do is shit on the Dems, which should obviously aid in the Republicans to win. How do they not think they are at fault for that? Because they're not doing politics. I keep getting upset at this because I'm analyzing this from, like, a political power perspective. But they're here for, like, social games. This is, like, social club games for them. Again, this is like me. This is like somebody stands up and they punch somebody on a chess game. And I'm saying like, well, you're not supposed to do that in chess. And then they stand up and they, you know, stab somebody. And you're like, this isn't how like bishops are supposed to move. And then they stand up and they, you know, take a shit on the board. And it's like, that's not illegal. Like, it's, I'm complaining about a thing. The only frustrating thing though is that they say they're playing chess. It's like, oh, actually, this is how chess is played. That's the only frustrating thing is they wear politic and they wear whatever the this shit is supposed to be. They wear this as an aesthetic when in reality, this is all just like social signaling, like start and stop is social signaling. That's all it is.
I don't know if progressive voice or progressive victory. Sorry, not progressive voice. Progressive victory was set up with honest intention from the start and then it just like kind of turned into this like idiotic thing.
Like, what is he? He's like just he's acts like he's got all this back end information. Yeah, he has like what he's alleging like some grand conspiracy here. What I like barely had any involvement to even do with PV. Like, I was never even directly. I never even get paid by these guys. What the fuck? And they also campaigned for some people that I was kind of irritated for. Right? There was the Bowman thing. There was something else. But I was like, well, I don't. Jesus, whatever.
Okay, it turned into this like slush fund for the besties, right, of a sex pest, or
molestiny,
if it always was supposed to be this way, and then it got led astray. I don't
know. Like, why would I have some other dudes come in for the guys that worked with PV and founded people? Why would I have them do this if I was just slush funding for my own, for, I guess, friends, supposedly? Why wouldn't I just raise the money myself? Like, I can just raise the money for my own community. I've done that in the past. I did that in the past with my past campus and stuff. Why wouldn't I just keep doing that? It doesn't even make sense. Why would I go through all this bullshit and then have the FEC filings so this degenerate, subhuman, nepo, beard-graying with the retreating hairline or whatever, to have this guy come on here and just dox every single person that's been near me, right? Like, why would I go through all this when I could just continue to slush fund it the way I did in the past? It doesn't even make sense. Like, his own story doesn't make any sense.
No, but I do know that they actively tried to work with me as well on numerous occasions. And I didn't work with them.
Why does he love this word active so much? Do you notice he says like actively so much? Like, he's actively always in the most and actively capacities, actively always saying this stuff where when he's actively streaming, he goes on and he actively talks. What the fuck does this word mean? Actively, my guess is PD probably reached out to a ton of influencers and asked if they wanted to do events. Oh, actively, as opposed to what? Passively wanted to work with? That doesn't make any sense. Well, this is the dumbest adjective I've ever heard in my entire life.
Work with me as well on numerous occasions. And I didn't work with them for this reason, because I was like, there's no way Like, I've seen some of the people that you guys have worked with. I'm not interested.
No, you probably didn't want to do it because the money probably wasn't enough, because this guy probably charges big five figures at least for appearances. And then two, he would never work with any liberal or progressive org. It only is like tanky Marxist shit. That's why.
Because that's insane. It shows me at the very least that you guys are not making the right decisions. You know what I mean? Like, you're just not making, there's people within the leadership structure that are very clearly making idiotic choices.
Like, if it's a PAC that's paying my friends, then why would they try to work with you? You see how it's always like a lose-lose no matter what it is? There's always like a bad side to it. Like, if they wouldn't have reached out to him at all, he'd be on here, you know. They didn't even reach out to me because it's just Destiny's friends. They didn't even reach out to me because it's just a big slush fund for all of his friends.
This is a stupid argument.
Like, no matter what, it always fits the. I don't know what you would call this. The ideology, the demagoguery, the agenda. Like, it's so stupid.
Like, even if I'm aligned, ostensibly with the goals that you're trying to push for here, it just doesn't make any sense.
On YouTube, Hachi. Just like my friend here, who moved into doing pro-genocide propaganda for Israel, received a generous $2,000 payment from this PAC, despite the fact that he gets...
Wait, first of all, this is not the article that Taylor Lorenz wrote about. This is not the same group. This is a different...
Yeah, it literally has nothing to do with any of it. We just like to bring this up because we can dox everybody around me because it's epic. Would a regular dude get banned on Twitch for watching this docs video on stream? Who knows? With Hassan and Dan, they could never ban one or the other.
Pack.
They spend so much time coming in each other's assholes. Their DNA is intertwined at this point.
This is just a different pack that I know more about because I noticed what was going on, what they were doing, and I thought, you know, this is suspicious.
You noticed what was going on? What, you turned on one stream ever? I like how he's acting like he's some... like detective dipshit over here, like the king investigator uncovered the... when I turned on Destiny's stream, I saw PV branded event. Like, what investigations are you doing? Hello,
it's like 20 viewers and no one watches him or cares about what
it's
he says
same,
at all. Like, this is someone who actively intentionally spreads narratives that cannot be justified in fact.
I covered Progressive Voice Progressive Victory last year and didn't get much coverage. Brianna Wu said,
oh, Gremlo, it's the guy who's 5'2", who said he would beat me up at an event, who said he would assault me at an event, and by the way, didn't get in any trouble on Twitch. Crazy how that worked too. Sean DeBlack, that subhuman degenerate dip, also said he would, I think he said my whole family should die or whatever. And I think he said he would kill me if he saw me or whatever. Also didn't get in trouble. And Mike from PA, the guy who said he would punch me even though I don't look anything like a couch, was making violent threats against me on Twitch. Nothing happened. Absolute joke.
This up with Destiny with the express purpose of getting him a higher profile within the DNC and push Progressive Voices out, yourself included. Am I thinking of a different pack then? Because PV did reach out to me quite a bit.
Uh-oh.
I thought it was. I thought they did. I think they wanted to work with me to like legitimize themselves to the best of their ability within the Democratic Party infrastructure to make themselves look like they got more motion than they actually do. Unless I'm thinking of a different pack.
These guys chirping here don't have much motion, kids. Ooh. One more ring on their hand, buddy. You can do it.
I think it was PV, though. I think it was Progressive Voice.
The pro-genocide Zionist narrative?
Why does he keep f***ing up the name of the... Why is he actively up the last word, a Progressive Victory. He's actively activating this activity.
Actively detrimental to building a platform for yourself. So you have to wonder, where's the incentive coming from? Why does he do it? Like, he doesn't make anywhere near enough money to do this shit full time, but he does it. He gets like 20...
Yeah, the other one is National Ground Game Pack. The other pack that's doing the Un-America Tour, which also is like, again, decided to go with Destiny for some fucking weird reason. I don't know why.
I've been at... How many events have they done? It's just one event, right? I've only been at one of their events, right? And also, what is this? I don't know why they decided to go with Destiny. They were going with Dean and the Parker dude before. What do you mean? And then those guys quit. What do you mean you don't know what happened? Why are you pretending like you have no idea? What? I wonder what happened there. I like how... Does he just spend his whole life covering Israel-Palestine and then anything related to me? Is that all Hassan stream is now? Jesus Christ.
That has a litany of different complications, but the National Ground Game Pack is the one that's funding the Un-America Tour. No, it's the same. They reached out to me, too. They got a few real leftists, but I think it was always Destiny aligned. Yeah.
Oh, they reached out to Shonda Black as well? How the f*** is this a Destiny slush fund if it's reaching out to people that made violent threats against me? Didn't Progressive Victory do an event literally with Destiny, Vosh, and Emma Vigeland? Like, what?
I thought you knew more. Hmm? No, I'm confusing different packs. I get f***ing reached out by, like, a bunch of different packs, dummy. Calm down.
Do you see how fragile he is about his intelligence? It bothers him a lot. People think it doesn't, but it actually, he really wants to be taken seriously as like a deep political thinker. Like, it super bothers the fuck out of him that people, even his own audience, like realizes he's like kind of a himbo.
In the pack owned by your uncle and was paying Wu to run it? No, that's I think that's a different one. That's a Justice Democrats, I think. But in any case, yeah. Also, this structure is designed to shelter, to hide the nefarious activities.
The 527 registered political action committees whose FEC filings have to all be made publicly as you sit here and you dox every single person in my orbit was done to hide all of it? Like, it doesn't even, it's like not even consistent through a single sentence. What the f*** are we talking about?
Chatters, or Rebellion Pack, sorry, there's another one. That's the Rebellion Pack. Justice Democrats
wow.
is the early one.
So shielded. Wow, so shielded. Thank you.
Wolfpack is another one that's like specifically designed to combat lobbying. Wolfpack is different. Those are not in the same vein here. Okay, Rebellion Pack is the one that Brianna Wu was on. In any case, the Progressive Victory Fund was, I believe, created by Brianna Wu and Destiny and a couple other people.
You can find it in the filings. Wasn't it? I wish I could remember the name of the guy. I don't remember his name anymore. He was the guy who was on the call with us in the thing. Was Brianna Wu? I don't think she was a creator either, was she? I'm definitely not a creator. Unless somebody forged my f***ing name on some documents. Can't you literally just look up who made Progressive Victory Pack? Like, won't the shit be on all the filings? It's the Sam guy. Treasurer. There's his name. Statement of organization. We have the custodian of records. Full name, not me. Full name of treasurer, not me. Banks, not my bank, not my address. Crazy how my name is absent, and I don't know if Brianna Wu is on here in any place either. Crazy how my name is not on any of these f***ing papers, but somehow I'm the founder and Brianna Wu is. He's literally just trying to, he's webbing. He's just trying to get it all together. Like, oh, look, these here's bad people. I'm surprised he's not saying like Hitler was like a founding member or some shit. Jesus.
And they wanted to basically design it in a way where they could get, like, you know, Destiny and his orbiters and his supporters a more prominent place within the structure, within the ecosystem of the DNC, within the ecosystem of the Democratic Party. And Democrats, due to their incompetence, I think, not because they did their due diligence, mind you, but due to their straightforward incompetence and lack of interest in, like, independent media farming, just didn't do that. clearly it didn't work, right? Which in this circumstance, I guess, kind of helped them.
Oh, I think he's mad about the CNN video views. This guy can't pull shit for views outside of his view-botted monopoly-owned platform here, where Jeff Bezos, or not Bezos. Well, I guess Bezos by extension. Sounds not cool enough for Bezos to cover for him, where Clancy's carved out a little lefty monopoly for him.
Because this would have probably blown up in their faces even harder. Yeah, PV had a shadow investor along with Brianna Wu. The origins of the funding aren't clear, but there's a reason these losers are able to go around the country while having the combined audience of one of your gaming streams.
PV had a shadow investor. It's a pack. Doesn't it have to? Isn't this a 527? Isn't this how this is organized? How can it have a shadow investor? Am I wrong? Is this a C4? About this committee. It says hybrid pack. So my guess is that the Progressive Victory thing is a 527, and then they have probably a C4 partner. So I guess if you're going to say the C4 partner is the dark money part. I wonder who's the shadow investor. Bro, if PV had a shadow investor, why the f*** did I ever have to fundraise for door knocking? I did a fundraiser with my community to raise $60,000. Why would I do that if they had a shadow investor this whole time? Well, me, I guess.
Games, no offense, gaming frogs, rise up. Your FEC report just says you gave a couple grand to Bernie in 2020, lol. Yes. I believe it also has a dollar that was given to Kyrsten Sinema. I don't even know, or not Kyrsten Sinema, Kyrsten Gillibrand. I don't know why. It must have been a meme on the stream. I don't remember.
Of course. Where's the money coming from? Here's the answer. He's paid to do it. This is someone who has justified the genocide on the basis that Palestinian birth rates are too high. He's justified the bombing of hospitals and their children.
Is he talking about me, or is he talking about, I don't even know who he's talking about right now. Who knows?
Within them. Why does he do it? This is the answer. And just to be clear here, I'm not saying this is the only payment they're getting. They're certainly getting more than this. It's just to the extent that the payment could be laundered through official means, this is like the way that you can find it.
Launder? Bro, it's 2025. That was 2024. All of us are relatively tech smart. Why wouldn't we just do crypto? Why the fuck would we launder money through an FEC filing obligated business? Like, let me launder money through one of the more regulated entities in the United States. Like, how fucking stupid.
Certainly they're getting paid in other ways besides this. You know,
also, why does he keep saying that?
There's no requirement for those payments to be made public.
What are you talking about? I'm pretty sure everything that the Progressive Victory entity pays out has to be filed somewhere.
These ones we only know about because they have to be made public legally. Who else have we got here? Aside from, you know, Lonerbox, Hunter Avalon. Who's that? Is that anyone we know?
Ah, yeah, look them up. See if you can find their YouTube and TikTok and Instagram to dox them too. Nice.
Is that... Oh my God, is that Xander Hall?
There you go, nice.
Is that Xander Hall? Nice. I think that's Xander Hall.
That's not a real person. Don't lie. That's like a meme. That's a meme name that we came up with, like Xylitol.
I've added it to... I am doing the Hassan family thing. I will. We'll look all of his people out. I'm just curious who's what's going on with that origin. I want to know who was affording the horseback riding lessons, okay? I'll add that. That's on the agenda now, okay?
Stop it. Stop. You're f***ing with me. Nah. That's like, Xylitol, talk shit about you, bro. You ain't even know about Xylitol. He just gave you a blistering critique, like that type of shit. Like, that sounds like a medication. That's a medication, dog. Do not make this shit up. Why is Bad Empanada up to the same tricks that I've been up to? He's just making up names.
Oh my God, it's Xander Hall!
I love how long ago is this? I know this is like an upload. So what was this, 4 or 5 days ago at the most? And now he wants to ban all Bad Empanada mentions on his stream? Look at how happy he is. This is literally Cersei and the Sparrows, right? Like, Jesus Christ. Talk about making your own bed. It's actually unreal, dude. Oh, August 27th? Oh, so 5 days ago, he was this excited to have Bad Empanada on his stream, doxing every single person.
It's sad they paid Xander Hall $2,000.
That sounds like Xander Hall is not. Nah, I don't believe. I refuse to believe it. I refuse to believe that that is a real thing. Xander Hall is a drug Trump will call the fat drug. ain't no fucking way. Xylitol is an artificial sweetener that has laxative effects. I know what it is. I just like say that as a joke. That has Xylitol is an artificial sweetener that has laxative effects. I know what it is. I just like say that as a joke.
He's so insecure. Oh my God. He's so insecure. No. I was just saying this joke. I was like even if it, I imagine he was making a joke, but he's so insecure. Oh my God.
D has now moved to unfuck America. I like that he is, his goal is to basically fuck every pack that exists within the structure of the Democratic Party.
Like, I never even worked with PV. There's a reason why my name isn't on any of the filings. My name is not on any, I didn't move from one to another. I never was paid by Progressive Victory. I promoted their canvassing events because there was something I supported. I fundraised for them with my community.
PSA, leftists are not on our team. They're just as bad as MAGA.
True.
If you're a person that takes winning elections seriously and then stop engaging with their content, they think it's a game and it's not a game. Winning the midterms is serious and needs to stay our central focus. Why are you promoting a pet of the teenagers? Our organization takes any allegation of this nature extremely seriously. At the same time, we believe it's important to uphold the principle that every individual is entitled to due process. At this stage, no evidence has been presented that substantiates these claims. Until the list of evidence is brought forward, we will not be making decisions based on solely unverified allegations. No, you don't understand. We need this. We need this. Like, he's brilliant.
He's brilliant. He's so insecure. He could just, like, listen to audiobooks at the gym or whatever. No? If you wanted to learn a little bit more, he could. I just don't know why he gives a f*** all about it. Like, clearly he doesn't care. It's not like a priority in his life.
We need this. We need this. Like, he's brilliant. You know what's really funny about this? Like,
Tell us
funny. If this person, Destiny, was like unironically like a brilliant fundraiser, a brilliant marketer, like truly a voice that was making an impact in this space, with the exception of like, I guess, making an impact for some of the most brain broken liberals who just think he is like the holy prophet. Okay. Then up, but at least it's like cold and calculated for like some kind of broader grand reason, right? But he don't even have that either. It's just all liability with no upside.
Okay.
And that's what always takes me back to like the whether I will respect a political action committee or not,
whether or not they've had anything to do with me ever. That's the litmus test for you. That's how threatened he is.
They're making good decisions or not. Because when I see them just like doing this, I'm like, okay, it's clear that you're not fully aware of what works.
Oh, not like Hassan. He's aware of he knows how to be politically effective. Okay.
If you're actively working with a person who is just all liability with zero upsides whatsoever,
zero,
then you're not a serious group. You know what I mean? You're not. You're just...
Yeah, tell us more as you watch straight bad empanada videos on stream for him to dox everybody. Do that more.
What is this? Xanderthal hates you because you called his friend a Nazi without verifying when you were reacting to his video.
Was he Zionist propaganda? No way. It's Xanderhal. No way. There's no way you're paying Xanderhal for advertising services. Holy This makes it so obvious that this is just like a grift for Destiny to get people on his side, defending him from the sex crime allegations and like spreading Zionist propaganda. Because
that guy hadn't even published my shit yet when this was going on. Does time mean anything to this guy? This reporting was done and the payment was done on what, July 10th of 2024? Was I reading the future? I planned all of this in advance.
Like, all of Destiny's favorites are on here. All the people who are mysteriously quiet about...
Sean the Black, the funniest lore is that she only ran to Destiny after racism allegations of her own causing Dean Withers to drop out of the tour's top spot. Ay, 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 bro. Brother. Brother. Yo, I got haters I didn't even know existed. I got haters that I'm just, like, fucking making jokes about. Progressive Victory supported Zoran, though? No, that's why I said, like... They're not singularly focused on the reason why they also try to work with me is because they want to gain legitimacy. They want to gain legitimacy. You can't just only be a slush fund for a debate pervert with a questionable background. Then obviously everyone's going to be like, what the fuck are you doing? You have to be a legitimate force in order to gain prominence within the Democratic Party's infrastructure.
Oh, like Hassan has. Oh, okay. You don't want to be a debate pervert. By the way, guys, check me out. I'm debating Charlie Kirk at Dartmouth, guys, by the way.
Sheen, Keck. Guy Cohen was a pretty fly for a white guy actor. Does I'm really important now? He says he is...
Is he just typing names in chat? They're so good. I love it. I love that it's just all... at least it's all in the open, I guess. So I don't look so schizo. Jesus Christ.
Unpaid for content. Are you seriously not upset about the communal stable that is Cracker Barrel veering woke? Like, that isn't cultural abbreviation or something? Both of your top haters pay the people around them to be their friends? Yeah. And also...
Both of your top haters pay the people around them to be their friends. All of these people are like my enemy now. What are you even talking about? What?
Loathe me, which is crazy.
And you literally said that they reached out to you and they reached out to Sean DeBlack. So what are you talking about?
Like, these kinds of relationships should be defined by like ideological commitments. A true commitment to...
Oh my God.
Fighting for what you actually believe is correct.
A true commitment to fighting for what... You literally just said that the only reason you didn't work with either of these PACs is because they worked with me. What are you talking about? His ideology is not even consistent from sentence to sentence. How do people listen to this? It's insane to me.
It's so crazy that, like, there is this space now filled to the brim with people who are getting, like, $500 here and there or $1,000 here and there who are...
Filled to the... This is old. I don't even know if Progressive Victory exists anymore. This is for the last election. They're gone now, bro. It's okay.
Actively working, not to like bring more people from the right to the liberal side, even, which is
from the right. That's not what the, what do you think progressive victory is here? To bring people from the right? It was for door knocking and for on the ground shit, which is what they did.
Something I do as well, for the record, but instead just like actively yell, spend almost all of their time yelling about the...
A few days ago, I made a comment about how KF doxes everyone around you, but I didn't realize Hassan was this bought into publicizing addresses. Yeah, I showed you the graph, the crazy graph from the up through the, from KF and Gistical to the weird orbiters around him to people like Bana Banata to right into Hassan's stream. This is why people ask me so much, like, why are you talking about this? Why are you talking about this? Because unfortunately, like, this guy who has devolved into this level of monkeyness to where he's literally just... Oh, let's look at all these addresses. Oh, Hutch, that's... Oh, let's look at all the names and addresses. And the MC, blah, blah, blah. Like, it's just insane
more
to me.
Marginal left flank of the Democratic Party.
Actually, did they? Was this a progressive victory event with Bernie Sanders and Pokemon and Valkyrie? Was it? And Austin Show and Sykuno? I wonder why...
Wait, what? What?
Do you think he said anything? Do you think he told his bow? What do you say? Be the whatever that word is with way too many vowels.
This is so fucking psychotic. It's expected, though.
Why are other creators calling Hassan out on this? Because most of the people have exited the political space now. That's why Hassan has gotten so desperate lately. Because nobody really gives a fuck about him on Twitch anymore. He can't appeal to the Zoomers. Nobody's fooled by the... now that he stopped dyeing his beard... and the fin is taking its mental toll on him and is still not helping his hairline. He can't fool the Zoomers anymore, no matter how much jewelry he puts on or how much he brags about how much money he makes. Give me the Hassan clip. I need my hater clips ready. Give me the Hassan clip with him talking about how he makes more money than anybody else at that party, to the girls that are chatting with him, to the 18-year-olds that walk up to him. That he, I think he probably just was on his phone looking up some 16-year-old tits on his open Snapchat where he brags about how many people message him. Give me the clip.
Yeah, notice all of them are the ones that are silent on Gaza. Gaza is a great way to filter these pieces of shit. I think that might have been...
I agree on that one. It is a good filter. It is a really good filter. I do agree on that.
One of the requirements, unironically. Okay, there are some real... I'm done with the Bad Empanada video. He's just, like, making jokes about the people that got paid, obviously, including Destiny's...
Thank you. Now that you've gotten all the doxes on everything, cool. Now we can move on to the next thing. So what? Is he going to talk about... What is it next? Is it Destiny or is it Israel, Gaza? These are the only topics on his stream these days?
I'm done with the Bad Empanada video. He's just, like, making jokes about the people that got paid, obviously, including Destiny's private chef. This is the part here.
Donations to pay my friend's pack. The guy used to be, like, it's Destiny's personal chef. It's someone who, like, this is the guy who Destiny pays to cook him food. And he got paid $500 by Destiny. I take your donations to pay my friend's pack. The guy used to be, like, a StarCraft gamer. One of Destiny's friends went by the name Lycan. And now he is Lycan Cooks. And his job is to cook for Destiny. And he got paid $500 by Destiny's pack for supposed advertising when he has no platform of his own whatsoever that could ever possibly warrant being paid for advertising. Yeah, as I said, it's just the tip of the iceberg. I guarantee these people are getting paid more than this behind the scenes to kiss the ring, to spread Zionist propaganda, because there's no incentive structure for them to do this.
Like, just listen, like, anybody who's watched my stream, yeah, Lycan got paid to spread Zionist propaganda. Lycan?
Those are remotely organic, you know. If you talk about, like, basic reality that actually appeals to even normal people, like, you know, the obvious fact that Israel commits genocide and stuff like that, you can organically gain followers from normal people. You can't really do that from Zionism anymore, at least not right now, given the obvious genocide.
Also true.
The appetite for that sort of content.
Yeah,
that's
you.
Why a lot of slop tubers are also, like, not actively farming the Hassan talks too much about genocide button like they were before. Because, like, there's obvious...
Because nobody's talk... Because there's nothing to talk about, bro. All you do is talk about me and Israel all day. No one gives a...
Obviously, different forces that motivate these people, and one of them is, like, organic audience development, right? They're content creators first and foremost. They're mercenaries. They don't give a shit about politics. That's fine. But, like, at least they have to have some semblance, some capacity to read the room. And when they read the room and they see that the room is yelling Free Palestine, Israel over and over again at them, they can't hit that as hard as they once did, because they did do that for the past 22 months. They did that pretty aggressively, right? And even then, they didn't want to do it by, like, taking an open stance. They did it by just, like, attacking people like myself, people like Frogan, others who were actually actively fundraising, actively criticizing Israel. They just, like, attacked all of the pro-Palestine content creators they could from other, like, drama-related, irrelevant points of slander in a way for them to basically position themselves not as, like, super pro-Israel, because, you know, you always need a little bit of plausible deniability and you need to maintain this, like, quote-unquote apolitical attitude that you have over this issue.
Like, just what no offense, okay? Not to knock on our Turkey Toms and our Willie Max and our all of the other commentary. Like, you think that this is what's happening? You think that, like, Turkey Tom is like, man, I really have very passionate feelings about supporting the Zionist project in Israel, but I just can't be too open about it. I need to find a way to support Zionism and to support Israel in a way that allows me to give cover to them while still having plausible deniability. How can I possibly, like, what the fuck kind of conspiratorial nonsense are you on? It is like insane shit.
But while simultaneously still doing it, right? Simultaneously still attacking and positioning yourself against those who are pro-Palestine. So they don't really do that anymore. So there's something else that needs to keep motivating them. And I guess, like, you know, being a part of Destiny's orbit for a crumb of additional eyeballs that you might...
None of these people are even in my orbit anymore!
I get from his very loyal fandom and his very loyal community could be one of those motivators. Another one is just, like, direct payments that you can get from this, like, Destiny's Friends slush fund. And that's basically it. But it is true that there are a lot of people who do get genuinely captivated by whatever, like, weird hypnosis that he has over a bunch of content creators, Brianna Wu being one of them. Like, she unironically learned everything about Israel-Palestine after October 7. And initially she was like, oh, it does seem like, you know, I care about the Palestinian people as a whole. And then, like, slowly but surely, through being a Destiny orbiter, she became a prominent critic of Palestine.
Through being a Destiny orbiter? No, it's because she took a fully funded Hasbro. I don't know if it's funded by them or not. She took a massive Hasbro trip to Israel and came back. Say, I made fun of her for the pro-Israel stance that she takes. Dude, what is it, California? If there's anybody that's actually interested, I would pay an hourly fee. If somebody wanted to scrub this, there might be a couple other ones, and just go for it and file a defamation thing on him. If there's anybody who has an actual law firm and you do this kind of work, I'd throw a little bit of money at it, maybe. This is wild. Like, it can't just be that he can just come up here and lie and lie and lie. And it's not even, like, subtle lies, like molestity or sex. Like, he might think that I'm a racist based on his performance and his debates against me. I read at least him several times. So, like, I can understand that one. But, like, all of these claims that are just demonstrably and publicly filed incorrect. Like, you can see that the public filings disagree with you. Like, none of what he's saying is true or substantiated. Like, it's so funny. And they don't even know the right facts because they could even use better criticism. You're talking about Lycan getting $500 to do Hasbro? What about the $6,000 a month or whatever I pay to do my cook? Why wouldn't you point to that instead? But they don't even have a modicum of the facts. They don't have any of the information. They're just, like, shooting into the wind from their hip.
Palestine and Palestinians and a prominent supporter of Israel. She went in the reverse direction as the general public on this issue.
Yes, Brianna Wu, notoriously stubborn and known for adhering to consistent positions throughout her entire life, of course.
Now let's get back to the other pack that's doing something similar as well, but a little bit more structured and not as hyper-focused on, like, I don't know, making sure that one content creator is and all of his friends are churning out.
How many events did I even do with PV? Was it 3 or 2 over a year?
Loyal slop shit. Okay. So yeah, as we covered Taylor Lorenz's article here, I said before...
Like, speaking of public filing, who paid... I wonder what organization Valkyrie and Austin... and the rest of us on Friends, I wonder if they all got paid by PV, because if so, on those FEC websites, you could probably look up their full names and addresses too, or whatever is required to be filed there.
Sidestep to the other one, Progressive Victory Fund. We're going back to Chorus now, okay? They are, a part of the contract clause is that they are not allowed to disclose who funds them. They're not allowed to disclose that they are funded at all.
So, except they literally say they're funded by 1630.
Let's continue. There are some real great advantages to housing this program in a nonprofit. Graham Wilson, a lawyer working with Chorus, said to creators on a Zoom call reviewed by Wired. It gives us the ability to raise money from donors. It also, with the structure, it avoids a lot of the public disclosure or public disclaimers, you know, paid for by blah, 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 that you see on political ads. We don't need to heal. We don't need to deal with any of that. Your names aren't showing up on, like, reports filed with the FEC. Wilson did not reply.
So that way you can't be doxxed by degenerate subhuman f***s like this guy just did on his stream for the past f***ing hour. What the f***? Crazy. I love how it's like the perfect encapsulation. Dude, if anybody ever says, why would you not want to have your name shows up on these FEC filings? Like, that sounds really sus. Oh, well, I've got a really great example of that.
Your request for comment. The Federal Election Commission also declined to comment. The goal, of course, according to a fundraising deck obtained by Wired, is to build new infrastructure to fund independent progressive voices online at scale. The creators who joined the incubator are expected to attend regular advocacy trainings and daily messaging check-ins. Those messaging check-ins are led by Cohen on rapid response days. The creators who have to attend at least 2 Chorus newsroom events per month, which are events Chorus plans often with lawmakers. Elizabeth Dubois, an assistant professor at University Research Chair in Politics Communication Technology at University of Ottawa, who has researched the ways influencers are reshaping the U.S. political system, says that we are seeing influencers being pulled into these dark campaigns or shadow campaigns where the legal aspect is murky at best. It is actually clear that influencers are being used to, for example, evade spending limits, she says. Mm-hmm. I think that we need to remember that for democracy to thrive, we do need transparency around who is paying for political messages.
Wasn't a song going to bad up anonymous mentions? Oh, bro, this was 5 days ago. You're talking about what happened 2 days ago, I think, or 1 day ago. No, 2 days ago? Come on, get with the times, bro. We're at war with Eurasia instead of East Asia now. It changed, okay?
Don Heider, the chief executive of Marcola Center for Applied Ethics at Santa Clara University, says that the outline restrictions violate ethical norms. If the contract for getting money from a particular interest group says you can't disclose it, then it's pretty simple. You can't take the money, he says. We're living in an era where a lot of powerful people have basically taken the rule book and thrown it out the window. Keith Edwards.
That's not even true, but okay.
A Democratic content creator who has skyrocketed to fame on YouTube since starting his channel last year, was not invited to be a part of the program, but believes that the way it's structured seemed predatory. He says that he would never agree to take part in a program that was run in secret or wouldn't allow him to disclose funding.
Cool.
What I don't understand is, why wouldn't you just donate to creators directly who have already built something and just need to put gasoline on the fire?
Like, what is this stupid, like, why do you guys have fundraisers for Palestine? Why not just like send the kids money directly? They don't have crypto wallets. You can't just shoot them some Bitcoin or some PayPal money, or what? Like, why have fundraisers at all, ever, for anything, ever?
As Edwards, Democrats at least understand that the internet exists now, so that's good. But they still think it was from there, a terrible direct form of media that no one watches, rather than just treating us like another form of media. The influencers offered the funding were given just days to sign the contract, which was essentially presented on a take-it-or-leave-it basis. At least one cohort was specifically told they could not have their lawyers redline it. In that group chat, formed to discuss contract negotiations, some creators discussed a clause prohibiting the disparagement of other creators. Not being able to criticize anyone else affiliated with Chorus felt restrictive to some, according to text messages posted to the chat. Eventually, the creators in the group chats agreed to drop the issues they had. I don't think Chorus is out to screw us. Orleans, a creator who was offered $8,000 per month, said in the group chat. Some influencers for the Chorus Creator Incubator Program were offered as little as $250 per month, according to one creator who declined to accept the deal, while others were offered memberships into the Amplifier cohort, which provides up to $8,000 per month. Bro, if you're taking a bag for $250, it's the worst. You're like, you, I'm sorry. Okay? If you're literally selling out whatever like ambitions you had as a political commentator for $250 a month, you are
selling out.
Are not in the right business. I'm sorry.
Listen to how he phrased it, though. Any ambitions you had of being a political content creator, right? The goal for this article and for people like him who cover it was to destroy us, to destroy anybody that touches it, is to create the chilling effect, right? You can't work with any liberals, any of these people. It has to be people who just obsessively off to dead Palestinian babies every single day on stream over and over and over again while wearing shirts with Arabic that you can barely pronounce from your equestrian lessons when you lived in Turkey with your billionaire dad.
Sorry, what the? At least the people that were selling out for $8,000, that's like life-changing money. $250 a month, and you're going to be a mouthpiece for a shadow organization that has this much restriction on your life?
I like how he likes to, I like how he's trying to sound like a man of the people now. $8,000 a month is life-changing money. Dog, none of the people that are being offered $8,000 a month here, that's not life-changing money to any of these people. Those are for large influencers. Like he's trying to sound like a man of the people now because he realizes how horrendously out of touch he sounds 99% of the time.
What the?
Oh my God.
See, this is the problem. A lot of people don't understand. The issue here is like, if this is your job, if you this is your goal, if this is your career ambition, if you want to become a political content creator, if you want to be a political commentator, you have to have a unique worldview. You have to have some things that you truly believe in. You can't be a hired gun. What the?
You can't be a hired gun? I'm sorry. Where did Hassan start again? What was his initial job for Hassan Nepo Piker? What did he start at? Oh, the Young Turks. For years, he literally worked there. That's where he got his whole footing. But good one, dude.
What the f*** are we doing? It's so stupid. Like, that's how little you care about integrity? What the f***? The 1630 Fund has emerged a powerful funder in democratic spaces in recent years. His website notes that issues supported by the organization include economic equity, affordable health care, climate solutions, racial justice, voter access, and other essential social change goals. The organization was founded in 2009 as a liberal response to conservative dark money groups and organizations like the Koch Network, and under Trump, it has soared. In 2018, the 1630 Fund provided $141 million to more than 100 left-leaning causes in order to bolster Democratic support during the midterms, according to a tax filing obtained by Politico. In 2020, the fund distributed more than $400 million, Jesus Christ, according to the organization's public tax filing, which Politico was said was used in efforts to unseat then-President Donald Trump and the Republican Senate majority. In 2022, the 1630 Fund spent $196 million backing state ballot measures on abortion rights heading into the midterms, according to...
Jesus, look at all that horrible stuff they're supporting. Oh, my God.
DC. Just four donors accounted for close to two-thirds of the fund's revenue in 2023, according to its tax filing. The largest donor gave the group $50.5 million, with others donating $21 million and $13.6 million. The 1630 Fund, which is not required to disclose its contributors, has for years been a major funding source for liberal and progressive causes and groups, including those that spend in elections, says Walker Davis, a research director for the open government group Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington. Though their recent tax returns indicate that they've always pulled back from the eye-popping sums they raised and spent in 2020, the organization is still one of the top-spending politically-oriented groups, oriented nonprofits in the country. Chorus, which is described in contracts reviewed by Wired as a project of the 1630 Fund that handles operations of the Greater Program, launched in November 2024 as a nonprofit arm of Good Influence, a for-profit influencer marketing agency aimed at helping...
Do lawyers do research and ironically pay to find every comment Hassan has ever made about Destiny? First of all, just by typing that, there's probably like seven lawyers who just cummed in chat, okay? Secondly, you never, ever, 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 okay? This is one of those rare, absolute life advice moments, okay? Where I'm not giving you an opinion or any Bible. This is just a thing you have to trust me on. You never, ever, ever, ever should be giving lawyers homework to do. They will gladly take it and they will bill you hourly for it. If you're ever getting invoices back where it's like watched video to find information, 9.6 hours or whatever, what do they do it? I think they do it by point. What's the lowest increment I've seen a lawyer bill me before? They do it by 10 minute increments, right? Am I making that up? Point, where's Kafka at? Is it, oh, it's 6 minutes, not 10 minutes, it's 6 minutes. Yeah, no, you never want to hand like 30 hours of videos to a law firm. Be like, can you guys look this over? And like, oh, we got nothing better to do than bill you hourly for all of that shit.
Content creators connect with social good campaigns.
Would you argue that they are incentivized to do that, or are they doing it because they want to squeeze every dollar of their client? Well, I mean, like, they'll do the research, but like, you're going to be paying a lot for it. Now, you could do it on a, there's a name for like pay if you win or whatever contingency. You could do it like that, and then they'd maybe be motivated to do it on their own.
Or as a nonprofit arm of good influence.
I asked earlier, but is the shit Hassan saying not legally possible? You could definitely sue for this. I think I could sue. I think that there's, I mean, any, you can sue for anything if you want, but I feel like there's teeth to a lot of this. This is just insane shit that he's saying.
A for-profit influencer marketing agency.
Aren't your lawyers on retainer? Retainer doesn't mean anything. Retainer just means that you give them a deposit in case, and then you bill against it, but that's you pay for it.
Handles operations for the creator program, launched in November 2024 as a nonprofit arm of Good Influence, a for-profit influencer marketing agency aimed at helping content creators connect with social good campaigns. Good Influence was founded in October 2020 by Stuart Perlmutter, the former comms director for the representative John Yarmouth of Kentucky. Seeing an opportunity after Kamala Harris's loss last November, Perlmutter co-founded Chorus with the Democratic influencer Brian Tyler Cohen. Ain't no way. Brian Tyler Cohen, who was over 4.6 million subscribers on YouTube and leads messaging check-ins with the creator cohort on rapid response days. Oh, according to records reviewed by Wired, Chorus claims that its initial creator cohort has a collective audience of more than 40 million followers with more than 100 million weekly viewers, and that the organization has hundreds of creators signed up and ready to amplify messaging. I spent most of my career researching right-wing media. Also, Brian Tyler Cohen is another friend of Destiny, isn't he?
Isn't this the guy who's, dude, does he think the whole world revolves around me? Like, is he about to see Joe Biden come out and be like, Joe Biden, isn't that the guy that Destiny supported for president? Like, how powerful does this guy think I am? Holy shit. What the Why did Lycan get paid then, or where are you getting this information from? I don't know. You have to ask them. I don't work with Progressive Victory. Anybody, I'm pretty sure the advertising or whatever, when it says that, it's not that they're acting like they got paid to advertise on their stream. I'm pretty sure if they worked in advertising or whatever, they were helping with like social media campaigns, or they were helping like managing Progressive Victory accounts or doing work with Progressive Victory for like outreach or communication or like managing events or whatever. But you'd have to ask them, or you'd have to ask PV. I don't know. I didn't handle their budget.
Again, I am noticing that like a lot of these guys who are invested in like
Destiny,
whether it's for genuine ambition and good reasons because they truly believe that the Democratic Party is the savior of mankind, or whether it's like a cynical way to try to amplify your worth within the confines of the Democratic Party machine, or if it's just to make money, regardless of whatever the motivations are, it's very clear to me that these guys have one pattern, okay? They don't step outside of the line when it comes to whatever the Democrats are communicating, which is something that I've always wondered about. Because I'm always like, how the f*** are you going to be an independent content creator, an independent political commentator, and never actually criticize the Democrats? Like, what is going on? Show me the pay stubs. This is what I used to say all the time. If you remember, if you recall, one of the things I used to always say whenever motherfuckers would come in here and be like, oh, I'm going to defend the DNC. You're wrong. It's the left that did this. I'm going to defend the DNC. I'd be like, show me the pay stubs. It turns out there are pay stubs. Not for you.
What? Like, this is just defamatory, right? What do you, pay stubs for? The DNC is not even connected to this group. What is he talking about? Like, this is some Zog shit. Or are we going to bring AIPAC into this at some point? Like,
ooh, if you are a fan of any of these content creators, you've just been deluded, right? But these guys do have some pay stubs.
Like, Brian Tyler Cohen literally doesn't. He doesn't get paid by Chorus, and he said as much. I've never been paid by Chorus.
So this makes a little bit more sense. I will also say, however, that the other thing that I've noticed here is that they are noticeably absent from the conversation on Gaza.
They don't talk about genocide. They don't talk about genocide. Every time I turn on Brian Tyler Cohen's YouTube video, all I can think of is,
what is this guy doing?
Because he's not talking about the genocide. And he pretends that he's just doing it because it's what he wants to talk about. The domestic policy? You believe that?
What a fucking liar, dude. What a fucking weaselly little liar, dude.
Awesome. This is a major issue. It's a major issue that was almost entirely propped up by social media and independent sources, whether it be on the ground Palestinians who are filming their own demise, filming their own genocide, bravely, if I may add,
bravely.
Or whether it be those real, those videos that are being amplified by independent media content creators who see right from wrong, who have a conscience and decide that this is unconscionable and actively speak out against it. If you are an independent content creator, if you're in the media, you're not going to speak on it. We know this already, right? But if you're an independent content creator and you're silent on this, if you're an independent content creator and you're silent on one of the biggest issues of our time, then it's very obvious that there's like a most likely a financial motivation here, a financial imperative here.
The $250 a month, dog? True. By the way, when I say dog, I call people dog, that's actually just D-O-G, not D-O-W-G. It's D-O-G for Destiny occupied government, by the way.
Something interesting about the timing of when this video was released in the context of this article provides is interesting.
Something about the timing of when this video was released in the context of this. What video?
What?
Before I was understanding, it was like, hey, I'm kind of edgy. I say like whatever. Something about the timing of when this video was released and the context of this article. Didn't something else happen? Wasn't there like a major media event 9 months ago? Related to like a fucking presidential election? Was there nothing else? Like, what is the connection we're even trying to prove here? I don't even know if you know who Aiden Ross is. Oh my God. What the fuck? But the fact that like Donald Trump's like shouting this guy out, like this is a guy that like,
Destiny and Brian Tyler Cohen call out Kamala Harris, take the gloves off finally. This is when? November 18th, 2024.
Wow. What? I wonder what just happened.
Tyler Cohen and Destiny talk Trump's collab with Aiden Ross and Kamala Harris refusing to go on Joe Rogan's podcast. Anyway, I don't know if it like matches up timeline wise with like the Brian Cohen is not surprising.
You heard it, right? Wait, which one is it? It's the... Wait, no. Oh, it's my thing.
This makes me sad, man. Brian Cohen is not surprising. This makes me sad, man. I wish these guys wouldn't do this shit, okay? That's what I wish. I wish they would stop doing this. Anyway, let's get back to it. I've spent most of my career researching right-wing media and sounding the alarms about the collapse of our old information environment. Ellie Langford, the director of programming and course, said on a Zoom call with dozens of creators in June, our political systems haven't been able to figure out a real solution, and I've been really excited to see you all treading the path forward. I deeply, deeply believe that the work you are all doing is what's going to make the difference in supporting and, frankly, resuscitating our democracy.
How did that one guy do it? This guy's crazy. This guy is a sociopath. I spent 1 week watching Hassan Pike. How did he do it for 1 week? This is just like, this is Fox News, right? You know, you guys are like, oh God, more Fox News. This is like Fox News for tankies. It's just like, this is like all, he can't, there's not even like good criticisms here. Like, I'm not saying that all of us are beyond reproach. Like, you can make criticism you want, but this is just like the worst, most drama slop, dog shit, surface level, basically all false, defamatory, slanderous, libelous.
Democracy.
Gay.
Already creators in the program are creating content together in a weekly series called Good News in Politics.
Okay.
These creators in the program shared a collaborative video running through political wins. Follow these creators bringing you hope instead of doom scrolling. Sandra Jennings, E. Orleans, Jess Craven, Tono Latino, Gemma Talks, the Zactivist they posted. While some creators have been eager to work with Coors, others distrust the organization. This spring, Coors faced a wave of backlash from prominent content creators whose images were included in the firm's fundraising decks without permission. I was including some of the Coors decks. Like, we have access to V. When you do not, said V. Spihar, a liberal content creator with over 3.5 million followers on TikTok. That's also kind of scummy. The face of several well-known...
Apparently this was this substantiated? Does anybody know?
Influencers were featured prominently on the Coors website beneath a giant donate button. However, users who clicked the button were taken to a fundraising page for Coors instead of anywhere. Their dollars would go directly to the creators featured. Progressive YouTuber and former media staffer, Media Matters staffer, Kat Abu-Ghazalek, who's running for Congress in Illinois, was pictured on Coors' website and included in fundraising decks without her consent. She asked that her image and name be removed and no longer used for fundraising purposes. Spihar and other content creators have accused Coors of attempting to establish themselves as a gatekeeper to Democratic political leaders. What we need is for people to invest in independent media, and that it doesn't necessarily mean investing in a consulting group that is going to become a middleman for independent media, says Spihar. They took what you said unironically. Say about wanting to be a proud mouthpiece of the regime and apply to whatever dog shit the DNC is churning out while lining their pockets handsomely. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
My mother-in-law is a big-time Gen X liberal, and we'd regularly get into debates about Genocide Joe that always ended up with her begging me to vote for blue no matter who. She obsesses with Aaron Parnas and Brian Tyler Cohen, and now I got to debate her on this. Christ, I'm exhausted. What do you mean? This is not a debate. You can just, like, accurately tell her that, like, there's a reason why the information that you're getting might not necessarily be the full scope of reality, and there's obviously a financial imperative associated with that. This is like...
Oh, more unsubstantiated claims from the article. Good one.
The easiest thing to communicate to people. Okay, this is the easiest dub of your life. Not to like dunk on your mom or anything like that, but I mean, the reality of the matter is, when you have instruments of the party making these ridiculously stringent rules that straight up tell you what you can and can't say.
Ridiculously stringent rules. Even the article doesn't use language that strong.
And they pay you for it. Then all of a sudden,
this guy is fucking.
What a fucking liar, dude! What a fucking weaselly little liar, dude!
That's not even in the. Article. He's going further than Taylor's languages.
What is this guy doing?